you were active in Quota International of Tulsa. What is that?
Quota is, it very, well, they have now deteriorated. They had an office in New York in Washington, D.C., and they were started back, I think it was 1919, something like that. And it was very active. It was all over the world. And I have traveled to the Philippines and Australia and Europe because of that, because I was on the international board. And my daughter, who was at Holland Hall, was an international president for 1 year. So, of course, I traveled a lot to see what my daughter was doing. And then it dissolved. People just wouldn't. And I took the information from there and started a group called Silver Service, which is here in Tulsa now. And we started out with like 33 members. I think we have 28 now. And every year we have a fundraiser. And the fundraiser is luncheon, a book review, and things at auction. And the money that we make from that goes to an organization that does not rely upon city, county, state, or federal donations. Next Tuesday, we are having our meeting, Silver Service, and we are asking a representative from four organizations to be there because we're giving them money. And one of them is Happy Hands. Do you know anything about Happy Hands?
No.
Oh, you've missed so much.
I have.
Happy Hands now have their own big buildings, and it's between 81st and 91st on Garnett, and it's right here at the corner. They built in Broken Arrow because it doesn't cost as much in taxes in Broken Arrow as it does in Tulsa, and they're right there. And I know the guy that, or I had met the man who started it, and it is for children who are born deaf or hard of hearing, other areas with the hearing. And they have done so well. Quota even bought the machines that they were using in St. John's and St. Francis in their prenatal place to test children to see if they were hard of hearing. Now it's done automatically, but back then it wasn't.
What impact you had then on lives of so many people. Well, that hearing impaired, that came out of Quota. They did that too, didn't they? Quota International.
Yes.
The Heart of Hearing, right. But then you were active in the Will Rogers Rotary Club?
Yes.
Tulsa Boys Home, Tuesday Book Club, and the English Speaking Union?
Yes.
You were never home, were you?
Well, and still, the English Speaking Union meets this Sunday. And I'm still in that.
What's the English Speaking Union about?
Okay, it started at the end of the First World War, back in 1919. And it's Evelyn, you'd look at the word, you'd call it Evelyn. Evelyn Rentsch was the one who started it in Great Britain. And he wanted to promote the proper use of the English language. And it's all over the world. We call it ESU. When I was president, which was back in the 90s, we would have a meeting twice a month, and we'd always have about 100 people. But now people don't join. They don't join things. I don't know what they're doing with their time or how they get involved with their community if they don't. But it's up to them.
Promoting the use of the English language. Haven't we failed in that?
Well, there's, listen to people.
Yes.
That's all you have to do.
Exactly. Right.
Most of it's home. I mean, at home. What you learn, that's your first place to learn anything, is at home. And then they expect school.
Yes.
To add so much. Well, if you have a teacher that doesn't, I can remember one teacher asking me how I taught posture. I said, what are you talking about? And she said, well, you know posture. I said, no, I don't. She said, well, the way you stand. And I said, posture. And she was teaching.
Yeah.
So that gives you an idea.
I heard a young girl, maybe it was on the phone, she called Tulsa, Tulsa.
Yeah.
And I've even heard on TV some of these young people, it comes off a little Tulsa.
Well, and you know, you get anybody from the East, they mess up Muskogee and Tahlequah, any of those Indian names, they don't know what to do with
them.
No,
they don't. And that's understandable, probably.
Yes. See this thing right here? Turn it around and read what it says.
Okay, you pointed to something here. What
this,
is it
this
that you're pointing?
This thing right here.
And you want me to point, turn it around.
And you read it.
And it's a, what is this?
Well, read it and it'll tell you.
I know, but I'm reading off the base. You are so funny.
Can you see it?
I can. Yes, I can see it. It says, celebrating and recognizing the dedication and contributions of Mary Helen Stanley, the longest active licensed funeral director in Oklahoma, presented by the Oklahoma Funeral Directors Association, April 4th, 2022. That's just 2 years ago. Isn't that beautiful? You know, look at all the people who cannot live alone. You're living alone.
Oh, yes.
In this very nice condo by yourself. I know you went to Boston Avenue, so you have a faith. Do you thank God for every day?
Every day. In fact, my son, about 5 years ago, and I've forgotten what to call it, but it developed something that within 3 months it kills you. It eats up the fast and then the tissue and then the organs. And by the time they stopped his weight loss, he lost 100 pounds and got him stabilized to move up again. It was terrible. And I can remember during that period, I lost 11 pounds worrying about him. But watching him almost die and then coming back, and he comes over here twice a week at 5 o'clock, brings something that he likes to eat, sits down over there. I sit down, we talk and have a drink, and he has dinner with me.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. I love it.
So you give God thanks for that?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
What was your question that I got started on that?
Well, I asked about your faith, and you
thank God. Oh, and the faith. Well, I had told him, I said, do you pray? And he said, no. And I said, you get down on your knees, and you pray that you're going to recover. Well, he did, and later he said, I had taken my kids. I said, if you're going to drive my car, you're going to go to church, you know. So anyway, he had not been to a church. And he said, I picked a church. I told God that I would. And we had, as funeral directors, I think I've been in most of the churches in Tulsa. And I know how they are, what they do, how they act. And he said, the one that I liked the best was Church of the Madeleine. And he went over there and went through all of their rigmarole, learned, and he's a Catholic.
Oh, how about that? On his own, he chose
yes.
that. Right.
But he said, I told God that's what I would do if I got well. And he said, that's what I'm doing.
Followed through. Yeah. We have foxhole conversions, don't we?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And that was one of them right
there. That was. And when I told his sister who lives in St. Louis, she had joined a church at you know, hallelujah. Now, I don't exactly approve of that. And the fact I went with her one time and they stood up so much, I said, I'm going to sit down. But when I told her, she said, oh, she was aghast. And I said, wait a minute, Lane. Did I say anything to you about your joining the church that you go to now? Did I criticize you in any way? No. And I said, then keep your mouth shut. Don't you dare criticize your brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she didn't.
You know, it's the same faith.
Yes.
The Catholics and the Protestants.
It doesn't matter what steps you take. The plateau is the same.
Amen, sister. Mm-hmm. Preach on.
Yeah.